Before we start, a quick Patreon shout out to Two French Bears.
Merci.
And we all love Two French Bears. They've been here from day dot, which is weird that we've never done the shout out before, but look at the draw. Thank you for being here. Thank you for enjoying the content. We obviously enjoy yous because we love French people and we love bears. So.
Yeah. And we also like Disneyland Paris. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you.
Welcome to the Horror Hour.
We all go a little mad.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode. No, yet.
Calm down. God. Hello and welcome to the Horror Hour. A place we discuss, debate, and disagree on all things horror. I'm your host, Liam, and today.
No. Because I just thought of something and then.
I've forgotten it.
I should have wrote it down. I knew I should have wrote it down. It's not what I thought. It's not what I originally thought of, but. I'm getting it as close as I can remember.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Horror Hour, brought to you in sponsorship by Two British Poofs. Welcome. Yes. So you have myself, Liam, hello, and I'm joined with George.
I have a statement and a question. My statement is, hello. My question, where is Kate Middleton? Find out in the after hours, because I have some tea to share.
Yes, thank you for joining us this week. Today we are going to be discussing getaway horrors. So horrors centered around, I'm assuming by the getaway thing was holidays.
Baby, the message was let's do tween horror, i.e. gateway horror. Horror that gateway horror. I can start and you can see if you can do this.
Okay. We're not doing getaway horror. It's nothing to do with holidays.
No.
Scratch all of my stuff.
We're doing horror that, as tween horror, a gateway horror. So something that isn't necessarily really scary, but that when you were younger kind of, had elements of horror that introduced you into that world that you kind of continued on with. I can obviously go first, then
So George is going to go first with his number one pick while I do some quick thinking.
So I actually have two of these that are TV shows. And so my first TV show, this was something I watched when I was younger. I used to watch with my nan before school. It's to me one of, I think it still holds up. It's slightly weird, but it is a TV show called Jeopardy. This show was about a bunch of Scottish students who went on holiday to the outback in Australia, and then their two teachers were abducted by aliens, and there was this whole thing, like half of it was found footage. They had like capped their own cameras where they were like, what's going on? Like the acting's really not great, but it's such a creepy thing, and then like there's like it just gets all a bit crazy. Like there's a lab. It's like Stranger Things. There's like these two twins that like two young girl twins that like creepy. There's like some honestly, it's just there's a mix of crazy elements to it, but it's basically like an alien abduction, and then like some of them become like alien as well, and like the ending, there's like four different endings that were released, like one where everyone died, one they were like there's. It's really crazy. I do think it is on YouTube. It used to be on BBC back in the day. And I'm talking like when
I've
was...
I've never heard of it.
Really? It's really good. It was on BBC. I'm trying to think when I was in primary school when I was watching it. So it was probably around 2005, 2006, maybe.
Oh, get f***ed.
What?
You were in primary school in 2005.
Yeah, I went to... high school in 2007. Oh. Sorry.
I left school in 2005.
Oh my god. Yeah, but you were kicked out at 12, so I understand that. That was the difference.
No, no, I still went to school. I just misbehaved while I was there.
Oh, naughty. But yes, Jeopardy is like such... I'll have to show you some clips after. It's a whirlwind. It's just basically a load of teenagers screaming and arguing each other with Scottish accents in the middle of the outback. So who doesn't want to see that? It's like Niall on holiday, basically, when you went to Australia. Yeah,
that would be fun then.
And I think maybe it was him. I thought we'd spoken about it, but it must have been him because we were talking about the Scottish element of it. But very, very good. I do think it might be on YouTube. It's not Jeopardy the game show because there is a game show called Jeopardy. But it's
yeah. When you first said Jeopardy, I was like, isn't that a game show?
Yeah, in the States, there's Jeopardy UK TV. There we go, UK TV show. And it was, what year did it come out? Jeopardy drama series, that was it. So 2002 it came out. You know, it was on ITVX. It was four seasons. It was like a proper children's science fiction drama program. Yeah, it was insane. Final date was 2004 it came out. But I think I watched it then on, like it was just reruns when I was a bit older. But yes, if you want something creepy, weird, like just a bit random, then do check out Jeopardy. It's stuck with me all these years since I was a kid. And so, yeah, it's definitely one that gateways me into horror. And also, I do love a good... I think it's where I got my love for, like, the fourth kind and sort of, like, UFO alien abduction movies and whatnot. So, yes, that was my first pick.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. My first pick, I'm not going to lie, none of these are new or original. I think I've said all of these before, but it was very last minute of me. So my first pick is Gremlins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One and two, because both.
Yeah.
Both, even though Gremlins, when it came out, it was for kids. Doesn't seem, but looking back at it, like it was for kids.
Yeah.
But they didn't, what's the word? Aging systems? Aye, for films. Parental guidance, because it was a PG, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But like, what's that called again?
Film certificate. This film has been classified PG, which stands for parental guidance, which means parents may wish to check the film before showing it to their children. If it's an action film, it might have some limited violence. If it's romantic, it might have some sexy scenes or very brief nudity. It may also contain some milder swear word. Video certificates are there to give you the chance to make the right choice. Thanks for listening. Anyway, I don't know if any. That's maybe just for the old UK gang who used to watch videos. Sorry.
Oh, it's so annoying how spot on you get that every time.
It's the autism. Okay, but yeah, Gremlins. Yeah, I can see that. I've never seen the first one, you know. I've never seen the second one.
How have you never... You've never seen the second one?
No.
The second one's the best one.
The second one, the one with the Lady Gremlin.
The Lady Gremlin.
Everyone talks about.
Yeah. Or Lady Gaga during the Love Stick era.
Love Stick era?
When she was on X Factor, she had that, like... She used to have that piss yellow wig.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was in, like, the...
The Monster Ball.
The wig. Waves.
Yeah.
Aye, but it was, like, before she started doing the Monster Ball. Was Monster Ball the first tour?
No, that was the Fame Monster. The Fame Tour. The Fame Ball Tour. Then it was Monster.
It was, like, at the end of Fame Monster, beginning of...
Born This Way.
It was, like, at the end of...
End of the Fame.
Beginning of the Fame Monster. Right, it was like that era, like the in-between era where she was still like out and about, she used to wear these weird wigs and she literally just looked like a human version of the Lady Gremlin. It was great. I loved it.
Wow. I've seen the photo of it, but I've never watched the film.
Yeah, stress to kiss everyone. It's great. She's just a slutty sexual predator. I love her.
Okay.
She just turns up at the end in like a wedding dress and tries to shag this human.
That sounds
so
yeah.
stupid.
Stupid.
Like, it's weird. Like, as a child, I idolized Marlene. I want to say she was called Marlene. She was like the office boss, and she just walked around with a cigarette all of the time. She was constantly stressed, had like big curly ginger hair, and constantly had a cigarette in her hand. I was like 5, and I was like, this woman. Bro,
this is what I aspire to be.
This is what I aspire to be. So as you can tell, that's the kind of thing that shaped my personality. Now I'm a chain smoker, so woo!
Not the chain smoker.
But yeah, the first one's really fun. Obviously, a good Christmas film. Mm-hmm. Good for the kids at Christmas. Good for the adults at Christmas. And then you can just watch the second one anytime because it's just about New York.
Mm-hmm. Like Home Alone 2?
Yeah. Well, no, because that one's still set at Christmas.
Christmas time.
Mistletoe and wine. Cliff Richard touches children. I don't think that one's proven yet. But no. It'll probably be proven at some point. yeah, so that was my first pick. I'm rambling. George, your second pick?
Yes, my second pick is another children's film, which we have mentioned in the past, from 1992, I think. And I think so. And it's The Witches. The original one.
Yes.
Because just horrifying for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
No.
I feel like the 90s especially were just a time where kids' films were just like between the late 80s and early 90s were just like, we'll just get like from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in whatever that year is. Was that 80s or 70s? 79? Tell me that up.
I think it was like the end of the 70s, beginning of the 80s.
That was horrifying. But propaganda. But yeah, The Witches is just...
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was 1971.
Really? Damn, that is old.
Jesus.
Okay, well, like, there goes my 90s, it being close to the 90s. But yeah,
I knew it wasn't close to the 90s, but...
No, I didn't realise how early in the 70s it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Witches from the very beginning, from poor little Erica with her milk... cartons getting just absolutely ragged by a hat.
Used to be terrified that I was going to be snatched like Erica as a child. Like, I couldn't sleep at some points.
Every time my mum asked me to go out and get milk from the shop, I'd be like, you're joking, aren't you?
No, I'll get gotten.
I can't.
The witches know.
They know. My mum was like, nobody would take you. They'd bring you back. I'm like, well.
Well, yeah.
Maybe they should have took me instead of Maddie. I just love the... Yeah, I just think it has so many great horror elements. And also just shout out to the... Don't laugh. To the special... there's a couple of special effects that aren't actually that bad. Like, I don't think when they become the mice and they're, like, going all, like... The CGI isn't... I'm not like, oh, my God, this is awful.
I love that era of... Because it was stop motion, wasn't it, really?
I think so. It was like
a mix of stop motion, like real rats, like mice running around, and then like and the bits where they needed to be like, stop motion. I love that era of filmmaking. I thought like stop motion puppets and stuff were great.
Yeah, no, me too. I agree, and I think as well the makeup for the Grand High Witch is just. Amazing. There was one of them, they had one of the masks, didn't they, at that convention we went to. It was one of the best parts of it. I think it just goes through because I was so, when they obviously released or announced they were making this remake that came out, whatever, 4 years ago now, I think. I was excited. But then when like the reveal scene was just her taking a wig off, I was like, is this actually real? Like, we live in a day and age where prosthetics should be even more advanced, but You're just going to take your wig off and make her have like long fingers or whatever she did, like a weird tongue. I can't remember. I've kind of blocked it out. But I just think, yeah.
I think it was a weird tongue.
Yeah, I think it was a weird tongue. But she, and obviously Angelica Houston just bodies that role. Like her, like Lydia's, like her little, like weird, like heart palpitations when the kids are coming up and she's like, may I just wonder, can't be a boy. I have the chocolate here. Like, I was concerned that she was getting a little bit too excited to see the kids personally, considering she wants to kill them.
Just excuse me, that woman's having an asthma attack.
It's like she's like, she loves it. And like the one that's like with the little notepad where she gets it out, she gets a notepad off her thigh.
Oh, Jane Horrocks.
No,
oh, that, no, the one in
no,
the front.
The one in the front, yeah, who's like, she did. The one who goes for Luke at the beginning, she's like, calm down. A nice big bar of chocolate. And then she gets the snake out. I just wanted to give you this. Grandma!
Oh my god, I forgot how whiny Luke is.
If you hurt my grandma, silence! Like, it's such a. And obviously, Rowan Atkinson, always a welcome treat. But Bruno's dad. Oh, what's Bruno's dad called? He's in The Actor. The Scottish accent, he's in a lot of stuff. And he's so funny. And when they get like the when she brings like the final scene in the my Morrison sword is on its way. When they bring out they they take the Formula 86. And then Angela is like holding the spoon at her, and she's like. Yeah, doomed, old woman. Yeah, doomed forever. Like it's just iconic. Like it really is, and it should be studied, and it should have an Oscar, for special effects or something. But yeah, that was to me. That's like one of the most horrifying kids' films I've seen, and still today I'm like, woof. So yeah, that would be my second pick. Is The Witches?
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna go with. I don't think we've ever actually discussed this one. Maybe because most people don't enjoy it. I remember thinking it wasn't. I remember thinking like, oh, I quite enjoy this. I haven't seen it since it came out, but and that is 2007's Disturbia.
Oh yes, with him.
Yes, Shia LaBeouf.
No, Megan Fox is what's her name, isn't it? Transformers. Who's the girl in it? Is she blonde?
Yes. Yes.
I can't remember her name now.
Sarah Roma. She was also
in
The Grudge 2.
Oh, she's with Chad Michael Murray. That's who I know where I know her from.
Married in 2015.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. She's got two children.
Wish I was married to Chad Michael Murray.
Imagine getting to suck on that like a lollipop.
Oh my god, I didn't want to talk about that. But Disturbia.
Disturbia. It was partially inspired by Rear Window. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I had really fun. I still remember the poster to this day. Like, I've got it in front of us. But like the binoculars.
And the binoculars with like the orange.
Just the black and white, but then in the binoculars is the orange. Yeah, that's one of the types. That's like it was a really striking poster that I still remember to this day. Mm-hmm. And having it in front of them, like, it's still a good poster.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann Moss is his mother. Always lovely to see Carrie Ann Moss appearing on our screens, isn't it? And I think it was a good way of updating.
Rear Window.
Material. Yeah. It was a fun, tweeny horror.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't majorly scary. Like I don't think there was anything scary. But if you're a tween, like
quite fun to watch with friends.
Yeah, and you can be like, oh,
a couple of jump scares maybe.
Yeah. So gateway, as you said.
Yeah.
Not Gateway.
Gateway. And then was The Woman in the Window, was that a Rear Window inspired film? There was another one recently, wasn't there? The one I was on with what's her name in Amy Adams.
Oh, that's based on a book.
Then there was another one where set where I'm trying to think where maybe it was the one.
Are you worried about the one with Julianne Moore?
What was that one?
Maybe it's that. That was also Amy Adams, where she's spying on her neighbours.
Yeah, that's the other one I was thinking of.
And then there was like a Netflix piss take version.
That was called like The Woman in the Window Across the Road from the Man in, or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, with Kristen...
Bell.
Bell, there we go.
Yes.
Yeah, but The Woman in the Window was the one about the agoraphobic woman played by Amy Adams who thinks she sees the murder of was it Julianne Moore? And it turns out like she didn't see the thing, it was just the sun setting up or something.
Yeah, I can't remember, but the fine, that was the one I was thinking of then.
The creepy, just... creepy sun.
Definitely. But me and my mum loves Disturbia. She always like if it's on, she's like, I'm watching Disturbia. So she's a big fan of that film.
I like your mum.
Okay.
Even if she would hate me because I'm common.
Come on now. Fam. Okay.
What
so
is your next one then?
My next pick is another TV show. And it's another one from like when I was younger. So Liam, you probably won't know it. But it's an American TV show called Black Hole High. And it was about a boarding school. This girl comes, it's a bit like Buffy, but sci-fi-ish. She goes like, this girl starts this boarding school. And the intro is so cool. Called Blake Holsey High. But there's like a lab.
So strange days at Blake Holsey High.
Yes, that's the one. But
that's what it's called. Black Hole
High. It's called Black Hole High. That was another word. It was called Black, like the intro literally says Black Hole High on the intro video. But I don't know why.
On the internet it's saying, oh yeah, so on the poster it's saying Black Hole High.
Yeah.
But then all of the media for it, all like the things says it was.
Yeah, maybe it was Black Hole High over here in the UK or something. It was very good. And yeah, it was about like this group of teenagers who would go to this boarding school and there's like some weird stuff going on. There's like a lab with some crazy guy over the road and they keep like all this stuff keeps coming through this black hole in that like near the school. So there's all sorts of weird. What?
It had Patrick in it.
Patrick
from Schitt's Creek,
did it? God, that shows you. I don't even remember. I just remember the ginger girl who was the main girl in it. Black Hole High.
Yeah, he was the. It appears to be the tall person who was kind of druggy.
Black Hole High. Let me see. What he looked like in it.
He looks like Patrick.
Oh yeah, he does. Bless him. Crazy.
He's literally never changed.
But yeah, this was it was a really good series. I think that was about three seasons, four seasons as well. And that's on YouTube for free because I've been watching it recently. It's just like, it's dead cheesy. There's like different like monsters and things, like each, or weird things going on each episode. So yeah, I think it's like in a similar vein to Buffy where it's like just about a group of teenagers who are kind of like trying to find out what's going on. But it's really, really good. And yeah, again, another kind of got me into like the sci-fi element of things. I was like, oh, I know that I was obsessed with black holes then when I was younger. And then it was just, yeah, iconic.
Not to get you too excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming back by the looks of it.
Is it?
Strange Days at Blake Holsey High echoes. The NBC sci-fi series Strange Days of Blah, Blah, Blah returned 16 years after the science club graduated from Blake Horsley High and the school closed forever. 12 episodes.
So a continuation web series had been announced. The web series is currently being released as shorts that will lead into a full-on sequel. The first episode of Echoes was released on YouTube. Oh, we'll have to have a look then. See what they're about. Well, that was 2 years ago, and we haven't had nothing's come out since then, so maybe it didn't do well.
They brought out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven. So they started it in July 22.
Yeah.
But then didn't finish until July 2022.
Okay. So it went on for a year.
Yeah.
So this still could still release or something this year or next.
Possibly.
I'll have to give that a watch then after me after I've finished rewatching the actual series. Oh well. But yeah, so Black Hole High, or whatever it's called, Strange Days at Blake Holsley High, is very, very good, creepy, funny, and there's a bald man villain. And yeah.
Woo! George gets representation. Yay!
Lol.
Lol.
But yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, my next one is going to be... should I go with an old one? I'll go with another old one. And I'm going to say Labyrinth.
Okay.
Because there is nothing more creepy than David Bowie trying to get it on with a 15-year-old girl.
That's true.
While also kidnapping her brother. Yeah, I think Labyrinth is a fun mix of fantasy with some like horror-y twists to it.
Yeah.
And I think David Bowie plays the twistedness of the Goblin King as if he is in a full-blown horror. Yeah. Like, there's nothing family-friendly about what David Bowie is doing.
No.
It's been one of my favourites since I was a child. It continues to be one of my favourites long into adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the last time we spoke about this, people... I don't think anyone believed me. When we were talking about the fact that there's a scene where a puppet dog rides an actual dog.
Oh, right.
And still to this day, I think that's hilarious and just amazing. Where like the guard is like it's like a Jack Russell dressed up as like a Queen's Guard riding a Dulux dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
English.
It's a Jack Russell puppet dressed as a Queen's Guard riding a Dulux dog. It's great.
I mean, what more could you ask for, guys?
It's just one of them, Phil. It's one of the all-time greats, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
It should be on everyone's list. And if you haven't seen it, you should have seen it.
Yeah.
So go and watch it. Like, it's just one of the things where you've just got to have at least seen it once in your life.
Yeah, no, that's true. All right. Very good. Okay, thanks. So I've also got a film I think we mentioned a week or two ago. It wasn't a pick, but we were just talking about it. And it's Return to Oz, which is horrifying in every aspect. And
every aspect.
Also iconic in every aspect. The opening, creepy, crazy... Ozma, oh my god, the fact that nobody knows who Ozma is, because they always think the Wizard of Oz. Anyway, I'm a big Oz fan, so that fantastic. The creepiness of Mombi, the head's terrifying, we say it all the time, but Dorothy
Gale.
And then Jack Pumpkinhead just being absolutely terrifying.
My friend still won't let me go to order watch it.
It's so good. And also the Gnome King being like gay as f*** with his ruby slippers on, being like, did you come back for these? And they like
Vogue, yeah, and he's like, the realer he gets.
Literally, honest to god. My ruby slippers. No.
My ruby slippers.
And also shout out to Disney, who paid an extortionate amount of money to have the ruby slippers, because for those of you who don't know, obviously the ruby slippers aren't in the books, they're silver shoes. And then because of the Wizard of Oz being the Technicolor, they wanted it to be colorful, so they added the ruby. So the trademark ruby slippers are owned by MGM, and so in order to use them you have to pay an extortionate amount of money. So Disney did do that for Return to Oz, which I think is good, but then it just depends which world you want to believe is which, because obviously then the Wizard of Oz in Wicked they're silver, but they kind of glow red. In the book, they like the jewels like change colors depending on the light, which is how they got around it. So I'll be intrigued to see it in the film. I mean, I know we've seen them silver, but somebody said that there was a clip of the when they first released that teaser a year ago when nobody saw it and everyone was like talking about it, that somebody said that the ruby slippers were in it. So I don't know if maybe that it was the scene when they turn red with the light. I don't know. Anyway, sorry, I'm on a talking about something else. But yeah, really creepy, scary film, horrifying. And fun fact, the woman who plays like Mombi, the main Mombi in it, she was also, just like to jump off that quickly, in a TV show in the UK that was horrifying as well for kids called Ghost Hunter. And it was about this like woman who she used to go around like in a, there was like a little Victorian boy who was like friends with someone, this ghost hunter. She came round and she used to, and it was the intro to it was horrifying. It was like do ghost hunter, and it was like her like in this big black cape with a hood like walking through the things. Anyway, that was just a little shout out to that queen. But yeah, A Return to Oz is just like, I do you want to get a bit closer to your screen, Liam?
I'm just like, reading up on what you've said.
Good.
Jean Marsh.
That's her, yeah.
No, this was kind of my time. So this was...
Yeah, because I think I watched the reruns.
2000. Yeah, you'll have watched the reruns. This was like 2000.
Yeah. It was creepy. But yeah, she plays the Princess Mombi. She's iconic. But yeah, all in told, it was Return to Oz is such an iconic movie. And I wish more people talked about it. And I wish more people reacted to it. Like, I would watch hundreds of reactions to Return to Oz just for the Wheelers, for anything, for
the Wheelers. Oh. What's the question? She was also she was the witch in Willow.
Who?
Willow.
But who's the witch in Willow?
Jean Marsh.
Oh, but you can't remember the name of the character.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Willow, so I don't know. The only Willow I know is the one on Buffy. But yes, so Return to Oz, iconic moments forever loved. Thank you so much for your time.
Bav Morda. That was it. It was Queen Bav Morda.
Lovely.
The evil sorceress. Bav Morda. Shout out to the people that did like the Willow TV series. You are real ones, and I get you.
Yeah.
If you didn't watch it, I hate you because you're the reason I didn't get season two, and I really wanted a season two. So the last one that I can think about is, I'm going to go with the newish one. Well, new. It is new. I'm going to go with Megan. I think Megan was quite a good,
yeah,
quite a good comp for some of the older stuff with...
Yeah.
That's how a tween would find a gateway into horror for these,
yeah,
this day and time. Like, especially, I would say, especially with the rated version, when, to be fair, even when they released the unrated version, there was no difference.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, so, like, there wasn't anything, like, majorly things, or, like, smaller children could watch. And weren't going to be like, Mummy, that doll just ripped someone's face off. Yeah. Like, everything happened off screen. The dog died off screen. The old lady died off screen.
Yeah.
They were murdered off screen.
True.
Obviously, she was a pop diva icon with her rendition of Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Should have been number one. Just putting it out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And... I cannot wait for Megan I think 2.0 is going to build on what we had. I have such high hopes for it because I think Megan 1 was so good.
I think
Megan 2 is going to
be better. Really push the ball. I'd be intrigued to see how far they go with this one. Excuse me. With the second one, if they go towards more horror or they kind of stay in that lane to kind of appease to more people.
I think they're probably going to stay in the lane.
Which is fine. I think I know some people were disappointed about it, but I wasn't disappointed by it. I was like, it was great fun. Definitely. And like seeing the cinema with like loads of people and mostly the fact that everyone in my cinema when I went to go and see it was gay was even better. So.
Do you have any quick shout-out, quick mentions before we top
I my only other one was an episode of Doctor Who called Blink and the Empty Child episodes, because as a kid, specifically the Empty Child episode, that's probably more so. I know everyone says Blink, but the Empty Child was absolutely horrifying to me. It was just like, ugh, creepy, scary. And then obviously Blink as well was like, who knew that statues could be terrifying? But if someone's going to make something terrifying, it's going to be Stephen Moffat. So.
And that is what he did. I'm still terrified of statues to this day, thanks to him. Oh, so scary. And so well acted as well, though.
I mean, Carey Mulligan.
Across the board. Carey Mulligan, amazing person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no.
Those are the other ones. Thank you.
I like it. I like it. So, if you have stayed to this point in the video, thank you for watching. Please do like and subscribe. It would be greatly appreciated. Also, comment down below what you would pick as a tween option. Not a getaway movie.
Getaway movie. Or the perfect getaway with Mila Jovovich.
Because I can't read.
Never mind.
If you would like to interact with us on our socials, you can interact with us individually at our @ down below. You can also interact with us at the Horror Hour TV on Twitter/X and Instagram. We also have a Patreon where you do get early access to these videos, as well as bonus episodes, and also live streams, a monthly watch along, lots of different things, different tiers. So all links down below. Please do have a look if you would like to join us over there. So, and also access to a Discord server where you can talk to other horror fans. Yeah. So thank you for watching today. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, baby.
You have been listening to the Horror Hour. See you next time.